chief UN weapons inspector in Iraq. Finally, the Wall Street Journal today, in an article by Stephen Hayes, is really attacking you. They call it Ritter of Arabia. They refer to you as a PR spokesperson, a flack they're suggesting for Saddam Hussein. They're saying that you really flip-flop from your opinions in 1998. What's your response to this article?
Look, Stephen Hayes isn't a journalist. Stephen Hayes is a mud-slinging neoconservative hack. That's the bottom line. He works for the Weekly Standard. And the Wall Street Journal has done itself a disservice by allowing him to use their pages for his personal attacks on me. Stephen Hayes is not equipped to talk about the facts of Iraq or Iraq's disarmament. Stephen Hayes is an attack dog. His job is to try and assist those who want war with Iraq to direct people away from the message that I'm trying to send by attacking the messenger. And these are totally baseless attacks. But the thing is, when he puts them out there, now I have to spend my time defending myself, and I'm just not going to do that. Stephen Hayes is not a bother to me. I'm taking my message straight to the American public. I'm having a great success in doing so, and I'll leave it up to the American public to make the determination. I would just ask that before people judge me, that they review the record, that they don't rely on op-ed pieces written by anybody, let alone Stephen Hayes. Review the record. There's plenty of it out there. My Senate testimony is available online. My presentations are available online. My words are out there. Read it. See for yourself. Make your own judgment. You can disagree with me if you want. That's your prerogative. But at least take the time to study the facts and don't allow these kind of personalized attacks to interfere with your judgment.
Well, as I said, we have been speaking with Scott Ritter. He is a chief former UN weapons inspector in Iraq. He's the author of Endgame, Solving the Iraqi Problem Once and for All. I want to thank you again for being with us, Mr. Ritter.
Thank you.